Welcome to episode 20 live of the Hot Rod Hangout Podcast.
Whoop whoop.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Ashley.
And I already said it's episode 20.
Yeah.
Big 2-0.
We're getting there. Cranking them out.
Trying to get to 100 by the year. We'll see how it goes.
I think we're on a pretty good roll, though. Two a week. That's pretty darn good. So yeah.
This week will be a little busy. Be tough to get both of them, but we'll get her done.
We always do. This whole month is going to be busy.
Yeah.
Especially next weekend.
I'm very excited. It to ourselves.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Next weekend's a big weekend for us. Mm-hmm. We got a gathering on Saturday, and hopefully some of them guys come over to the cruise. If not, we'll be cruising.
Oh, yes. And that's it. We're
going to meet at 10:30 at the Napa in Bushnell, Florida. And then we're going to cruise out to barbecue and ice cream. It's kind of when you get hungry, head that way. Mm-hmm. If you're standing around BSing around your cars and you're not ready to leave when people leave, oh well. You know, stand there and BS and cruise over together. It's real loose. I'm not doing a time frame.
Yeah.
If you're coming from the south and you want to just meet us at barbecue and ice cream, we'll be there around 11:30.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to confirm that they open at 11 before that happens.
Yeah.
But, yeah, excited for that.
Oh, yeah.
Get out, see some cars that we see floating around. We'll finally get a chance to talk to people. Mm-hmm. What's going on, Papa Bear?
Hello.
He's over there on the face page.
Yeah. But I think it'll be good, you know. Mm-hmm. We got a few words of mouth out there and to promote the ride. And we're going to do this cruise every third Sunday of the month.
Yep.
So.
Barring a show or something.
Yeah.
But even if we're not able to make it, you know, we want, this is more a community thing than our cruise. So, yeah. You know, it'll be every third Sunday, no matter if, you know, we're there or not. It's more just getting the community together.
Yeah, so. And you can carry it on without us if we're out of the show.
I mean, it's starting as food, but it may turn into meeting at a food place and, you know, cruising to someone's shop or yard or, you know, the possibilities are endless. And we're in the works for some other cool stuff with a local guy here. I hope to have him on the podcast soon, Anthony. Yes. He's got some cool ideas for his place, so that'll be awesome. Yeah. When we can get together with him and talk about some of that stuff he's got planned. You know, shout out Throttle Addict.
Oh yes, go to Throttle Addict and don't forget to use the code word Hot Rod. And save 15% off.
And the cruise is not this weekend. It is next weekend. It's the 17th.
Yes.
Shout out, Swap It Fast. Mm-hmm. Make that connection. Go find you some parts. Last time I talked to Scott, he said that they're getting quite a bit of buyers and quite a few vendors on there. So the more that grows, it's just like a community. I mean, the more people get on there, the more availability of parts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And he's popping up at, you know, all the car swaps, it seems. So he's popping up, but, you know, we also have their link. But it seems like he's getting some good traction.
And like I said, the more people that sign up, whether it be vendors, whether it be buyers, you know, the the better we can make that community, the easier it will be to find that needle in the haystack part. And, you know, some stuff you can order new, some stuff you should order new. But, you know, that one part that's holding up a build, you know, who knows? You might be able to find it. They might be local. With that service, you know, you can either connect with somebody. If they're local, you can go get it. If it's a swap meet thing, you can go to swap meet, pick it up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's up to the conversation with the buyer and the seller. And with the sellers having to pay to be on there, it should eliminate most of the scams.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see where that's going. Mm-hmm.
And they'll be in Moultrie.
Yes, we will be in Moultrie April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Mm-hmm. I'll be in the booth with them. Me and Dad going to cruise up.
And then me and Mom will cruise meet y'all up on Saturday.
It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday show. So yep. I think they eliminated Sunday to do Thursday, so people had time to travel back.
Yeah, because it's a pretty big event, even for the spring one. Because I know the fall Moultrie
was huge.
I
seen pictures. I didn't get to make it to that one last year, but and also Sumter Swap Meet is moving to Brooksville.
Yes.
Starting next month.
The same weekend as Moultrie.
The Sunday that Moultrie takes place, yes. So, go to Moultrie and then come home and go to Webster on that Sunday.
Mm. Well, Sumter. I wonder if it'll be even called Sumter anymore.
I think they're still, the signage I've seen said Sumter Swap Meet, so I think they're keeping the name just to, they've had it for...
ever.
Me and Dad's been going for, 25, almost 30 years.
So. Since you were a little youngin' with the Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
The stories I've heard.
Yeah, I was probably seven, eight, the first time I ever went with him. When he was still messing with the cars and then the bikes and then... We set up and sold parts at the bike swap when they split. And then, you know, getting back into cars. Now we're back at the car show. Circling back around.
We're on the customer side. We're not on the... We're trying to steer clear of being on the vending side.
At the current time, it was just too much to try to carry full-time jobs while also still trying to go source quality parts.
Yeah. Because especially with the Facebook, because you come and get it right now. Well, I'm still at work until 5 o'clock. Now they're swap it fast. Oh, I'm going to be at the swap meet. So yeah, I'll hold it for you. Full circle.
that service should be awesome.
Yeah.
Again, they need people. Mm-hmm. It's only as good as the community surrounding it. So get on there, register as buyers, ask for parts.
Yep.
Vendors, you're paying $50, $60 to show up at a swap meet. So, you know, go register.
And go there with a full trailer. Come home with an empty because everything in your trailer is pre-order essentially.
Yeah. And it's not the, I have that at home.
Yep.
You know, you can get those parts sold.
Yeah. So. I don't know how many times we've had that issue. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, you buy a truckload of parts and you can only fit a half a truckload, you know, with tables and chairs and all of that stuff that you got to load up or else, you know, especially out here in Florida with the sun, you can only load up so much and take it with you.
Yep.
And law of averages says you're not going to pack what the guy's looking for.
And so. It always seemed like correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like, especially when we were vendors, it was like there was always a trend going on. Like a couple months, handlebars mm-hmm. all the time. A couple months, seats all the time. But the month that it did the shift of something new, we never had any of it. Yeah. And then the next month, we came fully prepared. But it's like, it would be so nice to know what the people want before you even get there.
Oh, yeah. That would have made a big difference.
Yeah. So.
But we did get my front end back together.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, it's one of those things like... I fixed it, but I really won't know if I fixed it until it never does the death wobble again.
Yeah.
So, so far it hasn't. So far it's fixed.
And it looks nice under there.
It does.
Yep. Gotta post those.
Yeah.
Your photographer's slacking.
Ashley is, she's kind of slacking on our photos.
I'm so sorry, folks.
The YouTube video of me redoing the front end didn't turn out, so yeah. It'll just be photos, mm-hmm. but we have to get better at that. The stuff that it's hard right now because we're still learning, and you know, some people out there have great luck with, you know, iPhone or cell phone videos, and they're making killer videos, but for the life of me, I couldn't figure it out. So, how they get the angles and stuff like that. So, it's something that we're just going to have to work on. And it is there, you know?
Yeah. And it's a little bit of an adjustment because we've never done anything.
Yeah, I've never filmed my work.
Yeah. So, it's like, okay, well, and I think that, you know, we'll just do our research. Well, I know you'll do research because you're a research guru, but, you know, we'll do our research and see what makes the videos good and go from there. But, you know, bear with us because it is a learning curve. But, yeah, we'll see what we can do. And I'm sure we're going to have lots to learn from and, you know, go off of from the 32. And what we do with the 32. So there'll be plenty of opportunities.
And we got a couple responses on our what are you working on Saturday post.
Yes.
So if Brad Jackson hops on here, did your dad finish up them brakes for you? And Eric Thornton up there in the frigid north. That is a badass travel all.
But it does look like it's inside a garage.
So it better be. He's from Canada.
Oh, snap. So hopefully it was like 2 degrees warmer in the garage working on it.
And then Darren Kirkwood was throwing a new master cylinder.
Oh, boy.
On, looks to be an S10 with a cowl hood and a V8.
Heck yeah.
Maybe forward headers, some nitrous.
Awesome, awesome.
So if y'all are on, let us know how yep. that all went. I mean.
We want to know.
There's not a lot of whole lot. Blah, blah. There's not a whole lot of people on.
That's okay.
I think my mom and dad are the only ones on. But
right now. But, I mean, we do love the engagement of the live, so we do appreciate the people that do pop on and the comments and everything. Like, this is our hangout session.
And this also, if you're listening to the podcast or watching the live after, mm-hmm. Let us know a time that would be better because, you know, I think a lot of times people hop on at the tail end or, mm-hmm. you know, people do watch it after the fact and, you know, the podcast gets listened to.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that's a better time that we'd get more engagement, I mean,
it's only 7 o'clock our time when we start this, so we can start earlier, later, whatever.
Dad said we shined up the 34 to go mud and yeah, it was a little swampy in the temporary car show swap meet location this week or this month.
Just a little bit, but it's luckily it didn't like downpour while we were
there. It rained a little bit. The weatherman said it was going to rain all weekend, and Saturday it stayed pretty dry and then downpoured.
Yeah.
And then Sunday was the same thing. It was supposed to rain all day, and it sprinkled on us a little bit headed there, but
a couple little drops here and there, and then...
Yeah, it rained a little bit on us while we were there, but not... It wasn't like they were showing it to be.
Mm-mm.
But that's Florida. You know, if you don't like the weather, hang out a couple minutes, it'll change.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. I mean, I don't know how many times we've been out and about. It's like, okay, let's just wait 5 minutes and the downpour stops. But.
Yeah, you still, it sucks though when you get caught in it because, you know, you get, especially when it rains just enough to get the road wet, and you sling all the oil and everything off the road and it trashes your vehicles. But.
And isn't it like the first 30 minutes that it rains, the roads are the slickest or something like that?
Yeah, because it brings the oil to the surface.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't rain hard, it doesn't wash the roads off.
Yeah.
So the oil's just sitting on top, and then you drive through it. And if you have shiny paint, then you get stressed. I'm just kidding. It doesn't matter. Any vehicle driving on it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, because we brought the truck out this weekend.
Yeah, because the car is disgusting.
Yeah. Who knew original paint could look so dirty?
I parked it under the carport thinking it would save it, and it made it worse. So the pollen got underneath of it, and then I don't know if we're going to have to buy like a rug or something to put under it so the moisture doesn't just sit on it and...
Yeah.
Cake, the pollen is horrible in Florida right now.
Yes.
So.
Yes, it is. And maybe we also, do you want to put a fan out there under the carport?
Yeah, I'm going to run a fan.
Yeah. So maybe that'll.
That's
that'll
part of help. The plan.
The plan.
But
we're getting our pieces together for the electrical.
Yeah, we got almost everything. I mean, we still have to run it and get some connections for the boxes, but I didn't know how many we were going to need.
Yeah.
I'm not not an electrician, so I couldn't, you know, do the takeoff in my head. So we'll run the wires and go, hey, I need 10 of those or whatever. But we did get all the outlets and the switches. Still need to order the lights and figure out what we need to wire them. Mm-hmm. Boxes or junction boxes or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we have to buy the PVC for the main lines in because we're trying to do it professional. So when we sell the house, it's not an issue to redo.
But I think it'll come out good. Just because you're doing it. But.
Did you ever send them pictures to Randy Jackson? To Gasser Garage?
No.
Oh, okay.
Was I supposed.
Well, Randy Jackson, if you're on anywhere and you hear this, I'll make sure that I send those pictures when we get off.
I didn't. I'm sorry. My brain is mush. Let's be honest here.
It's all good.
Anyway, but we'll,
You doing anything this weekend besides watching our dogs, Dad and Mom?
Anything fun? Well, no, it's not going to rain here, is it?
I don't know. It's supposed to rain in Indianapolis, where we'll be. Well, there's Kenny.
Welcome,
Ken.
Welcome to the show.
Do you have any plans this weekend?
Anything fun, exciting, car related, not car related?
Working on new cars or?
Or is this
Kenny works on? Yeah, Kenny got a little side hustle.
Hey, you gotta have a side hustle nowadays. Jeez.
Yeah.
But as long as you get some enjoyment out of it, you know.
That's the one thing about doing wrenching for a living. A lot of times it takes the fun out of doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
I always used to laugh at people, oh, mechanic owned.
Nope.
My, that's not the vehicle to buy. It's had one oil change. Mm-hmm. And that was because the dealership did.
Oh, you hear that noise? Yeah, just turn up the radio.
Well, you're always focusing on everybody else's stuff.
Yeah. Last thing you want to do is come home and wrench work. Because that's, and not get paid for it.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Well, and a lot of times, I mean, it, not that you're going to get the same quality of work, but a lot of times it's cheaper just to take it, especially on a new car. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper just to take it to the dealership, get the oil changed or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Especially if it's under a warranty.
Yeah.
Let them have that headache.
Yep.
Until you have to go down to the dealership and talk to them for me, because, you know.
Yeah. Motors went boom. I'm like, it drove here.
But that,
even I mean, though, it may have soon, but I mean, it did drive there.
But, oh.
What's going on, Aunt Leanne or Uncle Kevin? I can never remember which is on which platform. So whoever's on Facebook, hey.
Welcome, welcome. Oh, we got the shirts ordered.
We did get the shorts. We did get the shirts ordered.
So they'll be
To us.
Yes, they'll be to us shortly. Well, within the next
14th.
The 14th, yeah,
I think is when they said.
And then we'll get them back out and sent out.
Did Uncle Kevin, Aunt Leanne, did you figure out what you're doing on Dylan's pick'em up truck? Y'all gonna redo the brake lines or?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Or sell the truck and start over.
Sometimes that's the best option.
Well, buying northern vehicles with that salt and snow and stuff, you know, that's usually one of the first things that needs attention when you buy a vehicle from up there.
Yeah,
which they came from up there, so
yeah,
any vehicle.
Well, it was just like and I know my Ford Explorer, this was before you though, but I bought a Ford Explorer and it was, I don't even remember what year it was, I only had it for a few months, but the catalytic converter had been so rusted out because it came from Ohio. So, and it had been up there, and then I bought it when I was living in North Carolina. So, and even in North Carolina, there's still snow and all that BS that you have to put up with occasionally. And granted, the thing sounded loud, like going through drive-through.
Well, because it had straight pipes on it.
Yeah. Going through a drive-through was hilarious. Well, kind of like not as loud, but going through drive-through with your diesel. They can't hear you.
At least it's pointed away from the speaker.
Yeah, that is, but they still can't hear you. You got to scream it at them.
That's why I don't go through drive-thrus.
Yeah.
That and I really don't fit.
Unless it's the outer lane.
Still creeping up, like looking like.
And then with your tow mirrors out.
Moose mode engaged.
Yeah. Which.
They work better that way.
Yeah.
Aunt Leanne's on Facebook. Okay.
Hi, Aunt Leanne. But.
And Uncle Kevin just joined on Instagram.
Well, welcome, welcome. But.
Have y'all figured out what y'all are doing on his truck? Gonna redo all the brake lines or. Tell him he's got to start over.
Yeah. Well, is that a fairly big? I feel like that would be a fairly big job to redo all new brake lines.
Yeah, I mean they sell a couple different websites. They sell like pre-bent kits and stuff.
I mean, I feel...
But you got, when replacing, which we've never had to fully replace brakes, we'll get to experience this on the 32. Mm. Hell yeah, a Regal? Oh, he pimping now.
Oh, and look at that.
And Dylan started following us.
Hi, Dylan.
What's going on, Dylan?
Thanks for joining.
So, yeah, whenever you do a full brake system, mm-hmm. you have to think all that fluid, you know, like if you do pads or you bust open, like on my Silverado, when we did the wheel cylinders, mm-hmm. we had to bleed the brakes.
Yeah.
Well, now think if all of that line is new. So you have all of that air to get out.
Oh, dear Lord.
There is a way to shoot it back the other way. You reverse bleed it.
Well, isn't that what we did on Dad's bike? No, that was with the clutch.
Yeah, that was a clutch. But that's the hydraulic same, clutch.
It was the same concept.
Did we push it up?
I think so.
Probably.
Because I remember you using that little... Oh,
yeah, because it was a... Yes. Yes. Yeah. So you can vacuum bleed, which is basically essentially putting a little vacuum on one of the nipples and sucking the fluid in, mm-hmm. or reverse bleed it, which you just take the cap off and bleed it, and then you can watch the air bubbles, and when there's right. no more air bubbles coming up, there should be no more. Mm-hmm. But certain vehicles, the wheel cylinders are below, and then like the 32, I want to frame mount that, mm-hmm. The master cylinder. So if either of the wheel cylinders are above the master cylinder, you have to put residual valves so the fluid doesn't just run right back, and then you're essentially bleeding the brakes every time without gotcha. Opening it.
But, like, silly question, because now we're on the topic and I don't want to forget. But
what we're here for.
I feel like brake lines aren't like, it's not a rubber hose. Like, they are hard lines that are pre-bent. Well,
usually you'll have rubber hoses from, like, the frame mm-hmm. to the axle.
Like the rear end that's currently out there. It has the...
Yes.
Okay. But then from there, it goes to hard. And how, like, with Dylan's truck, how hard would have that have been?
I believe on Silverados, they're mounted in the frame, or, like, on the frame. So it's not like you're trying to pull it.
It's not like you're trying to finagle it.
Yeah.
To go, okay.
It's just a mount. But it would be all pre-bent and everything like that.
Right.
So... Gotcha. What's going on, Anthony? I was just talking about you. Excited to have you on the podcast one of these nights so we could talk about the big plans you got for your place over there.
Oh, yeah. Bringing the community together.
I got pumped up after we left there, man. I was excited. It was basically just I'm excited to have you on and looking forward to having you on and talking about some of the stuff you got planned over there.
Oh, yes.
So, I'll be there in next week or two. Hell yeah.
Heck yeah.
Well, you have my number. Shoot me a message and I will make that happen. And if not, I'll see you at the cruise and we'll talk about it more.
Oh, and Kevin, Uncle Kevin kind of answered my question a little too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Silverados weren't mounted. They're not a complete boxed frame. So you might have a couple spots you got to dip in, but majority of the time, like those brake lines, depending on how ambitious I get, may run in the frame rail, but
the boxed in frame rail.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy. Should we be boxing it in first?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. And I mean, once we get it boxed in, you'll have a better idea of.
Well, if I do that, then I'm not going to box it first. I'll build the lines and then basically drill a hole and run a basically thread it in.
Yeah. Unless you get it done.
Oh, and then they just let it hang. Oh. Well, yeah.
Bad idea to put brake lines inside. Well.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see what we can map out. And once we get the frame cleaned up a little bit and see exactly what we're working with, get it nice and cleaned up.
Yeah, maybe I probably won't run them completely in there, but I may run. They might dip behind, a couple places because I know like where the four link mounts and stuff like that. Mm. I don't want to have. There's not a lot of frame rail there.
Yeah.
So once you put the four link mount, that pretty much takes up the whole inside of that frame right there. So
we'll do what we can. We're gonna work with what we got. Like we always do.
But I'm a little ways from needing brakes on that truck.
Yeah. Need to get the wheels back under it.
Start on that next week.
Yeah. But it'll be good.
Yeah. Got the chassis over on the... Get the chassis back on jack stands and... Make it happy and then get some safety spectacles and get to flapping.
And maybe I'll stop having dinner ready when you get home.
Yeah, that's going to be a prerequisite.
Yeah, because once we eat dinner, we're done for the night.
Well, especially now. It's dark when we get done eating dinner.
Yeah. So. We'll have it so we come home, work for an hour or two, and then... And luckily, we're getting into the longer night, or longer daylight, right? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Spring forward, fall back. I don't know which one. Yeah, it should get later. Light should get dark later.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, even, what was it? Friday? No. Thursday, one of the nights we were working on the truck, it was...
Time changes this weekend.
Oh, thank you.
Well, there you go. So next week it is.
Shoot. Why does it have to be this weekend?
We use our cell phones. It's not like it's not going to change.
I know, but it's going to change the sleeping. Not for you, because you don't sleep, but for people that do sleep.
Yeah, this week is spring ahead.
Okay.
I thought they had threatened that we weren't changing no more.
They've been threatening that for a few years now, I feel. And then they did something where they voted, and then they said that I shouldn't be talking like this because I have no freaking idea. I don't keep up with the news, but I could have sworn they agreed to not change or do the spring forward, fall back BS with us anymore. But who knows? Do any of you know? Like I said.
Apparently we didn't because we're still doing it.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know. I just know what you tell me about the. about anything.
I'm the worst one for news. It's basically what pops up on local news on my work computer when I turn it on and TikTok or Facebook.
Yeah. Well, I did start getting, so speaking of that, there is, you know, when I open up the internet on my work computer, it shows a bunch of pictures with like local news and everything, but like every random ones are little cartoons. So I end up reading the cartoons rather than reading the news, but.
So.
Oh, didn't pass in Congress.
Oh.
Thank you, Ken.
I looked up and seen Cogress. I'm like, Cogress.
Yeah, the Cogress.
Hey. With the way our government is in some aspects of it, it's about messed up as a soup sandwich.
I said that one time, and I got the funniest look from the person I said it to. They're like, how does that make any sense? I'm like, exactly. It doesn't work.
That works. So, you're just going to wear it.
Yeah. Wow. That's most of the time,
though. Randy Jackson. I just mentioned. Ashley forgot to send your pictures.
I'm sorry. Please excuse
the football bat. Yep, pretty much. It's messed up as a football bat.
Please excuse my
so, yes, brain. we'll get those pictures sent over to you after the podcast.
Yes. Oh, goodness. But anyway.
So what's everybody's plans for the weekend?
Yeah. Because hopefully it'll be.
I mean, we weekend. Won't be around. But
yeah.
Unless you're in Indianapolis and then.
It'll be rainy.
Yeah. Hello, I was wondering.
I'm sorry.
She took the pictures on Sunday. And then that was as far as they made it.
Yeah. They're still on my phone.
Life, these past couple of weeks and the next couple of weeks will be hectic, but it'll be all worth it. So.
Oh, yeah. Come out of it and have one weekend to relax, but not relax because we'll be outside.
Not being at work, that's for damn sure. And also. Have my farewell to the Hot Rod or to the Hometown Hot Rodder podcast.
Yeah.
But. I'm real happy for them guys out there, though. They seem to be making big strides, and you know, they helped us out tremendously to kind of get some traction. And, you know, I look forward to seeing where they take it because I was talking to Brian the other day and just the stuff that he can talk about was awesome. Mm-hmm. And it was hard keeping that secret all day.
But, well, I know you.
Yes, Dad, the 34 front end, the pictures that Ashley took of it, that was supposed to go to.
Yeah.
Mr. Randy Jackson. But, you know, we'll get them sent.
Better late than never,
yeah.
I guess. But anyway.
Ken, do you have a magnetic angle finder?
Angle finder?
Yeah. I think that would be the best way to measure that front end, wouldn't it?
Hopefully so. I've never seen what that looks like.
It looks like a triangle, like a square.
Uh-huh.
It's the tool square, not right. A square.
Yes.
And it's magnetic.
Okay.
So you can stick it and.
Gotcha. Is that
I'll pick one up because I'm going to need one when I do my rear end and stuff. No and yes. Okay. No, you don't have one, and yes, that would probably be the best way.
I feel bad because he's probably over there vigorously typing away and there's a slight delay.
Yeah, Instagram is like 3 minutes or 4 minutes behind and they only let you go live for
an hour.
But then sometimes it's an hour and 10 minutes. Sometimes it's an hour and 5 minutes. I think they're just like, okay, you're done.
We're tired of you.
I think somebody's just like sitting over the button like, and they're at not a good stopping point.
Mids. Oh, goodness.
And we are still live on the YouTube. Yes. The only thing that's on the YouTube are our Tuesday lives and the podcast. So if you want to go listen to the podcast while watching a picture of a 32 pickup truck. It'll be our logo and you could listen to the podcast over there.
There's also the reels on there.
Oh, there is
one or two
reels.
Not even sure. We need to. I feel like the reels would be easy to start with.
Yeah.
But anyway. We'll get our We'll get our feet straightened out.
Yeah.
Our
YouTube.
Yeah, something. Oh, goodness. Right. It's been a day. But
what do you got going on this weekend, Anthony?
Yeah, from the sounds of it, he's always...
Yeah,
he's running all over
the place. He's a busy man.
Yeah. That's a one-man show right there.
Gotta hustle.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it takes strong.
It pays off in the end.
Yep.
Or so they say. I'm working on that. No, I'm just kidding. I cannot complain about everything that's going on. The support that we've been shown for this...
Thank you.
The support that we've been shown with the podcast, with the lives, you know, they keep getting a little better and a little better. And hopefully the quality is getting a little better and better every time. And also, you know, last podcast we had a listener on. He started as a listener, Filthy Hot Rods. So shout out to him. Thanks again for coming on.
That was a fun one. I like that one.
And anyone that's out there that would like to come on and talk cars with us,
yep,
we'd love to have you. Just reach out and we'll figure out a time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you want to come on this week, it's going to be tomorrow.
Wednesday. Yeah. But we won't post till Thursday.
Yeah, we won't. Yeah. That episode won't come out till Thursday, but we will be recording tomorrow before we hop on a plane.
Hey, yes. On a jet plane. Told you my brain is mush. Don't mind me. I'm a weirdo. You knew this.
She don't ever leave the house now, so.
I know. Now I'm like chomping at the bit to leave. I used to be a homebody. I hated going out all the time. But now here we are.
Well, you act like we go out.
You at least get me outside the house. Yeah. Whether it's outside in the carport or going in supervising a 34 wiring.
I'm just... The turn signals work and cancel.
Yes.
And I don't know if Dad told you, Ken, but the speedometer is actually, like, right on.
Right on.
Still no fuel gauge, but.
Who needs that? He's got his wooden dowel.
He's got his dipstick.
Yeah.
So.
And plus, like your dad had put it anyway, like. When would we ever really run out of gas? Because, like, if we're going far, we would, you know, take
a you're going to stop
a and break.
Grab something to drink, stretch.
Stretch your legs.
Well, I guess depending on the weather when you leave, you might be doing a little stripping out of layers.
Yeah, because, well, unless it was the last time we went to the gathering.
Yeah, it stayed chilly.
Yeah.
All day.
Yep. I didn't have the AC on that trip going up there.
I did.
Yeah.
I had a hoodie on up there on the way up. So if I have a hoodie on, you know it's got to be a little cold at least.
Yeah. And in the pictures, I have my little hat on. I have a long sleeve, a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, and then your Carhartt. Yeah. And a blanket over my lap because I was so cold.
And I had freshly shaved my head, so I had a beanie on.
Yeah. But
that was a good time. And
it was. It was worth every second of it.
Next Saturday, get to go do it again. And then we got cruise on Sunday. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. Because it should be cool. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, we'll go cruise with Mom, Dad, and Anthony will bring something if he can find something there. I mean,
yeah, that'll be. I think all around it'll be still a good time because I mean that barbecue and ice cream, the infamous barbecue and ice cream. We're changing the name to Or, not And. But
let's split some barbecue, get some ice cream.
But it'll still be a good time.
And like I said, I'm shooting for, if we have 4 or 5 classic cars, the first one, I'll be ecstatic. But if it's anything like this has been so far, y'all will blow us out of the water, and I'll be having to call barbecue and ice cream saying, hey, we're fixing to drop people on you.
Yeah, because a few times we've been there, like it's such good food, and I don't understand like why they have like the one or two little waitresses.
Well, I mean, we drove by it and was like, oh, there's only one car.
Yeah.
Oh, there's only a couple cars. And it was the running joke.
Yeah.
Like, it can't be that good. And then we stopped, and it is that good.
We had been talking about that for months.
That was the joke. I mean, it was where do you want to go? Oh, I don't know. Barbecue and ice cream. Like, that was, if anyone didn't know where they wanted to go, like, that was where we always jokingly said we'd take them.
Yeah. And then it was have a plan B, because just in case it's not good, we might need to go somewhere else. And that first time we had barbecue and ice cream, mm-hmm. and it was pretty good.
And like I said, this first one, just kind of like the first couple of podcasts, we're just kind of throwing it at the wall and seeing, and we'll make adjustments if adjustments need made. But really, I don't really want to set rules, or, you know, I definitely don't want to turn it into, okay, we have to leave at this time to get there at this time. You know, it's just getting out and enjoying your car, enjoying the company of the crowd, enjoying, you know, seeing these cars out doing what they were meant to do.
Yep.
So the first one may be to food. The second one might be a meet at food and, you know, cruise somewhere else.
Not overly filling food.
Yeah, barbecue probably won't be the place that we go if we're going to go somewhere afterwards.
Well, if it is, then just be cautious. Share your meal.
Like I said, we're super excited, and especially getting some of these cars that, you know, we see creeping around. We know that they're out and about.
Mm-hmm. I mean, shoot, this past weekend we were at the Sumter in the mud, and then we ran over to the motorcycle swap meet, and there was, I don't even know what kind of car, that classic car was just chilling there, and we walked up to the guy, and he seemed pretty cool, but I mean, everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if I see cool cars out, I let him know. I mean, because they, you know, the more, just like we were saying with Swap It Fast, the more people that we get out to these things, the more opportunity there is to learn, the more opportunity there is for help or ideas, you know, especially, you know, a lot of the older stuff, you know, there's not a manual for the modifications that have been done or you want to do, mm-hmm. you know, so, and that's the connection of, you know, the older generation to the newer generation, you know, both of my cars will be built in 50s, 60s style. You know, I wasn't alive in 50 and 60. You know, I just
weren't even thought of then. No.
My dad wasn't born in the early 50s. You know, my mom wasn't born. You know, so there was no, you know, I'm just going off of old pictures or old hot rod magazines. You know, fortunately, the internet being a double-edged sword. I talked about it being, you know, you don't really get to have the unveil at this show because, you know, people post on social media or, you know, sneak peeks. Will do, bud. Thanks for popping on.
Thank you.
You know, that being said, like, you can't really unveil a car anymore because people see it. They take a picture. You post something else in your shop and, oh, what's that in the back corner? Mm-hmm. You know, but with the internet, you also get to see, you know, the old hot rod magazines are, you know, they're all online now. You get to see ideas of cars that you'd never see, you know. Obviously we're 3 or 4, 5 years, maybe never, hopefully not never. Hopefully we get out there eventually, but you know, the Grand National Roadster Show, I don't know when we're going to make it out there, but I got to see some cool cars from it this year. And you know, those cars are absolutely amazing builds, and some of the icons, you know, that you're not going to get to meet, you kind of get to live vicariously through their social media. Mm-hmm. And hopefully one day, like I said, we make it out to some of them shows and I get to meet some of them people in person. And, you know, not for this, but just to talk to them and listen to some of their stories. You know, I mean, some of the ideas that these, you know, George Burris, Gene Winfield, Jimmy Shine, some of these ideas that these guys have come up with, it's like, how did that even, I mean, a good example of that, the uncertainty.
Yeah.
Like, how, whoa. Or Ed Roth builds. Yeah. You did what? Like, how, what? No. Like, where did that even, you know, and whether it was just crazy minds or psychedelic driven, you know, whatever. But some of these builds from way back when they didn't have a tube bender, especially not like we have now. Mm-hmm. You know, English wheels have been around for a while, but there was no, like, program to teach you how to use those tools. I mean, you were, and you know, low buck guys, you know, you couldn't afford to go buy a mill or a lathe, or you know, you were just kind of using what you had and making it work. Yep. I mean, that was what I loved about when Ian Rossell from Full Custom come on, when the first couple of years of his show, he didn't have the tools, and it was like, oh, I'm going to bend this. And he'd take it over his knee and bend it a little bit and go, okay, yeah. All right, it needs to go a little bit more. And you bend mm-hmm. it and you bend it and you bend it and, oh, that's too much. And you take a little bit out and you make it work.
Yep.
You know, or bending I seen Bad Chad the other day on his Instagram showing, you know how to bend a flat piece of metal in an arc, but what about if you want to bend it on the long radius? You know, heat it up a little bit, smack it on the ground. All right, well, that ends good. Flip it around, do it again. You know, beat it to fit and paint it to match. You know, these guys didn't have the technology that we have and built cars that people nowadays are looking at and are having a hard time duplicating with today's technologies. So, and the caliber of builders that you wouldn't know about if it wasn't for social media. You know, why Mama Customs, school age kids,
yeah,
building cool cars. You know, it's really awesome to see the community at large, but there's also the flip side of that, where You don't get the big unveils. Mm. And you also have a keyboard to hide behind sometimes.
And I also feel like I do completely agree with you in the sense of the big unveils. They're not as big anymore. Correct. I don't know why I can see a car on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, 100 times, but going and seeing it in person.
Oh, it's still exciting. It's still exciting, but to know that George Burris or any of these guys were coming to unveil something, mm-hmm. but you didn't know what.
Right.
Like, especially when they stepped out of, you know, a lot of the George Burris cars are big, Batmobile. Mm-hmm. You know, they're big body cars. Well, if he showed up with a T-bucket or an A coupe, that wasn't in his wheelhouse. So you're expecting Caddy. Mm-hmm. You're expecting the Golden Sahara. You're expecting a Batmobile, those type builds. Right. And he comes with something completely different. Mm-hmm. Well, now it's a surprise, or back then it was a surprise. Now, oh, what's that little Model A coupe doing back there?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because guys get known, you know, Johnny Shine, or Jimmy Shine, rather. He's known for Model A and one of the coolest Model A trucks. But, you know, Voodoo Larry, mm-hmm. known for long, you know, chop. Obviously, it's in his name.
Yeah. Badassery.
You know, I mean, taillights that weren't designed for that. Taking taillights mm-hmm. apart and making them work.
Yeah. Definitely thinking, you know, outside the box.
Johnny Chop, you know. I was listening, I think it was on the other podcast, or maybe it was on a live or something, and he was talking about getting tired of seeing Mercuries, you know, because he's really good at doing them. So yep. for him to break out and do something different, it's not his norm. So it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Welcome, SPD 649.
Welcome, welcome. But yeah, and I do see what you mean about the big unveil. And depending on, and sometimes you are able to hide certain things, but like a majority of it is already out there. But like the one, oh my goodness, why can I never remember this guy's name? The one at Daytona. That he has the Jeep and he had the dually. Nope, not the dually, the semi. And he saved a spot.
Oh, Florida Rats and Rods.
Yeah. Like, even if he were to blast that all over the interwebs, I feel like seeing his work in person is still an unveiling, because at the end of the day, it's, yeah, here's the big grand scheme of things, but you're not going to see that he has, you know, a wrench welded to the firewall back behind the motor to hold this piece up or anything like that. And it makes it interesting. And every time you look at it, you see something new. So you can't get that all from just, you know, showing it on Facebook, Instagram, all that. So there's still a little bit of unveiling when it comes to builds like that. But in the big grand scheme of things, it's harder to keep the secrets. But anyway.
Oh, and I mean, and it doesn't take away from their builds. I mean, they're still awesome builds. Mm. And it would still be awesome to see any of them.
Yeah.
But it's like, it takes a little bit of the mystery. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side of that, it also gives you inspiration.
Yeah. And you get to see how everybody does their own way of doing things. I mean, I don't know how many different people we watch on YouTube. Well, this is how I do it. Because John Smith down the street does it completely different. And he does it this way. Or the classic, oh, I'm going to hear this in the comments of how I'm doing this. Well, no, it's the way that you're doing it. I mean, it doesn't have to be OSHA approved.
Well, and that's the thing is you don't have to. There's more ways.
Yeah.
Well, we're back live on Instagram.
Oh, we ran out of our hour.
Yeah. There's more ways to accomplish the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I've talked about that previously. You know, some ways may be better for you. Mm-hmm. And other people may have a certain way that they want to do it, and it may work for them.
Yeah.
But if this community is all around and everything's good with it, you know, the way that someone else does it, you pay attention to that, and you may not adapt the whole style of the way they do it, but you may adapt certain things. You learn, you grow, you know, maybe the sail panel, or maybe watching, you know, you got Zach Parks, you got all these guys that are putting on, you got all these guys that are putting on chop classes, and some of them build new sail panels, and some cars you have to. Some people are just rearranging the metal that's there, and it turns out just as cool, but different. And also, it's a signature. You know, you look at a car that Johnny Chop did. You look at a car that Voodoo Larry did. You look at a car that Zach Parks did. They all accomplished the same chop. Mm-hmm. But there's little things that they did different that work for them.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not the journey, it's the destination. You know.
They put their own little signature on it. Like, yeah. Every time I go through all the vehicles that I think are absolutely cool, and we've taken ideas from, one thing that always pops in my head is the fish scales on the indoor door panels.
Of Carl Fisher's.
Yes. I don't know what, and we watched a video on how he did that, and it amazes me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like he always says that he didn't start out, you know, with all of these tools in his shop and everything, and he had to kind of figure it out on his own. And he started to go to yard sales and estate sales and garage sales and all these other things or build the tools himself to make it work. And just hearing the journey of that was, but I always feel the fish scales always pop in my head.
What's going on, Lane?
Hey, welcome, welcome.
We got Matt Lane from the Custom Couple on the Instagram.
On take two on the Instagram.
Yeah, take two.
Because, you know, and Instagram was strict this time.
Oh, yeah, it was an hour. Like, boom, on the dot, you're done. I think
they waited for 59 minutes and 59 seconds and said, okay, you're done. Because that was we've only been recording for an hour.
An hour and 6 minutes.
Yeah, so. They were quick. Yeah. But.
What you up to tonight?
Cruising.
Probably.
Well, we caught you on the other podcast last episode.
You can say the name. It no longer exists.
Oh, yeah.
Hometown Hot Rodder. I wanted to tag him today in something and just make him post and harass and host. Hell, yeah. Oh, we still need to have you and Sam on.
Oh, yes.
So you can harass us in person. Well, virtually.
Yeah. But that'll be awesome. But, yeah. Their last episode. I feel like Because no matter what, I feel like it's always going to be the other podcast, even though they're not.
Yeah.
It's going to be other
the other. The other podcast was always a joke.
Yeah.
It was, me and Brian talked about that, and I was like, you know, oh, man, we got to come up with something. He's like, but I can't find nothing. He goes, I can bust on y'all. He goes, but then I have to give you credit. And he's like, it's the same, man. It's all love. We were all trying to do the same thing. You know, mm-hmm. We were able to kind of stick more to the hot rods where they switched more to, you know, funny characters. Definitely. Hell yeah. You going to post that up on the YouTube tonight or tomorrow? We'll check it out. I'm going to be on a plane, so I'll download it so I can watch it.
But especially in the beginning, like when they first started helping us, and because they were our third episode, and I was still getting tongue-tied between Hot Rod Hangout and Hometown Hot Rodder. Oh, I still do. So calling them the other podcasts will always be in my vocabulary.
We even joked about switching names.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't now.
I know.
Because they canceled everything. All right, we'll catch it on the way back, or on the flight home then.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's it was bittersweet, but I know some of the stuff, why they're doing it, and it's awesome, you know, but we owe a lot to them because without us beating our heads against the wall trying to learn StreamYard with them, we wouldn't have it here.
That was a grueling week. Yeah. Because of the hour time difference, and then, but like once you got on live with them, it was,
yeah,
you were so engulfed in it, and then next thing you know, it's okay, well, we're gonna start hopping off, and then you look at the time here and it's 11 o'clock, and we're like, okay, yep. And we did that for every day for like almost a week,
mm-hmm.
trying to get this thing straightened out. Yeah,
that was in the 0 days since Hometown Hot Rodder went live, so they were going live every day trying to learn this. And
yep.
I'm a glutton for punishment, so I could never say no. Yep. Be like, hold on, let me go put a t-shirt on and a hat so I ain't blind in the camera. Especially when me and Brian were both not wearing hats.
Yeah.
Gets real blingy.
Especially, well, it's a good thing you have one on tonight because you're...
Oh, yeah, it's fresh.
Fresh. But we do owe them a lot because not only did they... help us learn all of this stuff, but they
by proxy we owe Lane and Sam.
Yeah, because they're the ones that got
they're the ones that got them started and sort of taught them how to do it. So,
But it opened the door to so many people and so many opportunities, and the next thing you know, we have Ken sitting across from us in studio because he's driving through Florida.
He was supposed to make it home today. I didn't talk to him. He was supposed to make it back to Montana.
Oh, but based on those lovely white pictures you showed me, I don't know.
It's still snowing in Montana.
Ew.
Yeah, we've been very, very fortunate. I mean, the guests, my mom and dad and Ken, you know, Filthy, mm-hmm. Ken Sainer.
Wired Customs.
I'm going to miss somebody.
Yeah, we are. Oh, my goodness. We've only had 20 episodes.
I know.
But there was like...
Oh, the guys from Groundhog Gala.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Swap It Fast.
Swap It Fast.
Swap It Fast. I can't remember.
Justin Two Ten Dragon, yes. With JPS Rod and Custom. We've been very, very fortunate that everyone has showed the love, and we still appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I promise we're eventually going to get stuff on the YouTube.
Yes.
That's another thing I need to talk to you, Matt, about, because you were talking about wireless microphones. I want to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
Because that would definitely make YouTube a little easier.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to walk around with a microphone. That was part of the failure this weekend was, you know, you're trying to talk, but you're also trying to work.
So listen to my muffled voice from underneath the truck.
Yeah.
I mean, even just me standing there trying to hand you stuff that you needed, I'm like, what? What'd you say?
Yeah. Well, you get in a position and your head is facing away.
Yeah.
And
you got a flashlight sticking out your mouth.
Yeah. Brad Jackson, do not take that and run with it, please. He no longer makes memes for that other podcast, so okay. I assume we're going to get some now, too.
Oh, boy. But, goodness gracious. Anyway.
Well, guys, we appreciate y'all hopping on. Yes,
thank you, thank you.
Make sure you go check out Swap It Fast. Link's in the link tree.
Yes, and of course, Throttle Addict. Use the code word Hot Rod, and you get to save 15% off.
And thank y'all again for all the love and support.
Yes, thank you.
We look forward to catching y'all on the road.
See ya.
Later.